This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And I guess the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, of course. It's a very, very fast-moving news day. Welcome to the habit trail, or the hamster cage. We're on that wheel. We're just run. 365, 24/7 news cycle. We're on it. Baby, are we ever. The swamp is draining. It looks like we're draining the swamp. Doesn't just look like it. It is. We are in that process of draining the swamp. If you have not heard, Matt Lauer was fired. Just outright fired for inappropriate sexual activity in the workplace. I have no idea what that means. I have no idea where that's going. However, everybody's distracted away from the real stories. One, Benghazi. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. And also, well, Korea. And out here in California, we have a big story. Our very own Chris Street broke the story about the Oroville Dam. I hate it when this happens. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about Oroville Dam, and what are they going to be doing? It's not any safer today than it was 6 months ago. It's just as dangerous, even though they just managed to put a lot of cement, a lot of roller compacted stuff down in a hole called the plunge pool. Anyway, a lot of things going on. We want to bring you up to date with, first of all, the big stories, Benghazi, what's happening with Benghazi and all that good stuff. And we'll touch upon some things with, well, one of the mothers of one of the victims of Benghazi.
Officer Tyrone Woods was one of the four men who was killed in Benghazi that night. The agency under Mike Pompeo, as Catherine just pointed out, issued a statement earlier today. And here's a bit more of that. Mike Pompeo said this: "We lost two of our own that night, Glenn Daugherty and Tyrone Woods, who ran to the sound of the guns and bravely fought to protect Americans and the two U.S. facilities that were attacked." His father, Charles Woods, joins me now via Skype. Mr. Woods, thank you very much for joining us on the story tonight. Your reaction today when you heard this news?
Well, first of all, this is a total miscarriage of justice. An accessory to murder is also guilty of murder. Speaking as a retired attorney, if you have a bank robber who's driving the getaway car, he is just as responsible for murder as his accomplice that goes into the bank and pulls the trigger. For that reason, Katala should have been convicted of murder as well as being an accessory.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing when you hear the efforts that went into bringing him in, to gathering evidence on him, the reward that was given, and you hear President Obama mention his name clearly in the statement that he made about what happened that night. Were you surprised at the outcome today?
Yes, I am. Like I say, an accessory to a murder is guilty of murder legally, just as much as the person who pulls the trigger. And for that reason, this definitely should be appealed. The other thing that really bothered me about this case from the very beginning is the previous administration granted this foreign terrorist American constitutional rights. And that should not have happened. In the previous administration, they were known for taking away from American citizens our constitutional rights, our due process rights, First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights. Yet they were willing, the previous administration was willing to give constitutional rights to a terrorist who committed murder of American citizens outside the United States. Should have been tried and convicted in a military trial. And he probably would.
Going back to when we first of all were learning about this, and of course at that point you were going through obviously so much grief. So the loss of your son, he left behind his wife, who also served her country, and his child as well. This is Susan Rice explaining what happened that day.
This was not a pre-planned, premeditated attack. That what happened initially was that it was a spontaneous reaction to what had just transpired in Cairo as a consequence of the video.
Okay, I'm stopping it here because now I want to bring you to the salient point about Ben Rhodes and David Rhodes. Ben Rhodes spun this story, got her on this talk show. This was Fox News Sunday, September 16th. And the other four major Sunday shows to talk about it and to spin the story about a video. Get it? Because I got a text, and somebody wanted to know about that. So this is what we're talking about here. Susan Rice goes out, and Scott Adams just alluded to this last hour. Susan Rice goes out on the Sunday talk shows to spin the story about what happened in Benghazi in 2012. September 16, 2012 is when this happened. I want to go back to a date, September 12th of 2012. Unbeknownst to anybody, is you have, guess what? You have Obama being interviewed by 60 Minutes and Obama calling it an attack. Nothing about a video, but an attack, a planned attack. It was supposed to be aired on Sunday the 16th, but it was not. It was pulled by who? David Rhodes. Ben Rhodes' brother. Get it? Ben Rhodes, who was National Security Advisor at that time, too, President Barack Hussein Obama. Get the connection. The story was pulled about the attack. In fact, it was Steve Croft he was being interviewed by. We played the story. We actually got a hold of that clip before anybody else at Agenda 21 did. And we played that interview but it was too late. It came out just days before the election. But 60 Minutes held on to that story and knew it was there, but said nothing. Obama was lying, and so was Susan Rice, obviously. That is what we're talking about at this point.
What goes through your mind when you hear that once again in light of the news today, sir?
Well, when the bodies came into Andrews Air Force Base, I had the privilege of meeting Hillary, and she mentioned at that time the same thing, that we are going to arrest the video maker that was responsible for the death of your son. And this was totally contrary to what she told her daughter just a few hours before that, and also what she told the prime minister of Egypt, who she said this was a terror attack that had nothing to do with the video. So just those inconsistencies is what pops through my mind. And as American citizens, we need to know the truth so that when we vote, we can make intelligent choices.
Thank you very much, Mr. Woods. I wish you had, you know, more justice today to talk about tonight. And we want to thank you for the sacrifice that your family made and your son's sacrifice for this country as well. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so that was Tyrone Woods' father, Charles Woods. And Mrs. Bennett, it's actually Tyrone's mother, I interviewed and had dinner with, actually, in Dallas, Texas. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. I'm sure she's got a few things to say as well. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
We're going to be talking about Cheryl Bennett in a minute. Not related to Scott Bennett. Tyrone Woods' mother. A lot of people don't know that. Cheryl Croft Bennett, I interviewed the day before we saw the movie 13 Hours. We were asked to go to the, we were sent on a mission, I guess. We were invited, Chris Street and I, to go to Dallas, Texas to the premiere of the movie 13 Hours as a thank you, basically. And we thanked them. And in doing so, we got to meet a number of wonderful, fabulous warriors. Unbelievable experience to be in the same room with so many actors, if you will. You know, I mean, actors that are defending our country, the silent ones that people don't even hear about, don't even know about. It's a whole world out there of operations that are designed to destroy terrorism before it comes to us, because this is a plague upon the earth that's been put upon us. Starting back in 1928, when Albana and Adolf Hitler came together to form the Muslim Brotherhood. That's sort of a genesis point. It goes back earlier than that, but the assemblage of it and the point of the spear of it came together in Cairo. 1928, when Adolf Hitler and a guy by the name of Albana, a Sufi Muslim, Sufi Sunni Muslim, to be correct, decided, well, you know what? We can pull our ideologies together and we can rule the world. We can create a caliphate. Now, everybody says, well, Adolf Hitler? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's the genesis point of all this stuff. So that's when it all started. And now we're starting to see the tip of that spear kind of splay itself a little bit, which is good. So I get to go off to Dallas, Texas, meet with all these wonderful warriors, proud, proud men who love this country and will die for this country and have died for this country. 3,500 of them have. And 35,000 of them, these silent soldiers, these invisible soldiers that you don't know about, that's out there protecting us. 35,000 have been wounded badly. And, of course, we saw that with Oz in the movie 13 Hours. We saw a display of that. The Silent Warriors, 13 Hours. Go see the movie. It'll also give you great insight in the operation of the murder of Lavoie Finicum, by the way. Just a little insight, because we were covering that story at the same time. It was all happening at the same time, the Benghazi thing. And then, and of course, the crossover of information that we got that day about what was going on in the Malheur in regards to our very own government retasking satellites, bringing in drones, launching drones from abandoned airstrips in Northern California, flying them into the Malheur. Yeah, we had all that. The assassination squads that were sent by the FBI, ultimately to be carried out by the murder of Lavoie Finicum, were just fortunate. Lavoie did what he did. It saved lives because they were going to murder them all. That was the plan. Remember, that's the Obama White House, right? Valerie Jarrett, Kate Brown, the governor. Oh, we got the emails. We got all the emails, by the way, the back and forth between Kate Brown, her staffer. Big emails that came in from her. You know, you plug up those emails, but no, we got them. Somehow they landed in our hands at Agenda 21. I hate it when that happens. And boy, did we learn a lot about what was going on. Valerie Jarrett inside the White House directing traffic. James Comey, the FBI director, who absolutely jumped at any turn to destroy anything going on in the Malheur, because you see, it's all about Uranium One. Am I connecting some dots for you? It's all about Uranium One. Now, another part of this that probably is not known to you, I'm going to reveal it today, is that we did a great deal of talking, Scott Bennett, myself, and others, to staffers in Washington, D.C. Now, I want to play a little bit. This is our own new CIA director, Mike Pompeo, as he was grilling Hillary Clinton in the second round of Benghazi hearings. Remember, she came in that deep, deep purple, outfit. Not the green jacket. No, that was at the Senate hearing before. Listen to this exchange and I'll explain it.
We did have that on the day that Chris Stevens was in Benghazi. Unfortunately, that proved insufficient in the face of the kind of attack that were facing.
May I put the next poster up, please? Secretary, you're not likely to know who these two folks are, do you?
I do not.
Stunned. She knew exactly who these two folks are. They're part of the terrorist group. One of them was being tried and found innocent of many crimes yesterday. Actually, Monday.
One on the left is Mohammed al-Zahawi. He was the head of Ansar al-Sharia, a jihadist group based in Benghazi. The man on your left is Wissam bin Hamid. Were you aware that your folks in Benghazi, Libya, met with that man within 48 hours before the attack?
No,
let me explain something to you. And I stand corrected on the other man there. These guys are the leaders of the group. And what Mike Pompeo said to her is stuff we knew about. Hillary Clinton's staff met with these two terrorists who coordinated and planned the attack 24 hours before the attack. I don't know why you'd want to know that. Maybe it's all about that video, some sort of video or something. These guys were so riled up about the video. Al-Zawahiri, are you kidding me? let's play this again. This picture in this display shocked her. She was very disturbed on the seat. You can see it. And the reason it shocked her is because that's information you'd only show behind closed doors, in secret. Top secret. This is all top secret. It wasn't supposed to be released. And what does Mike Pompeo do? He has the audacity to put this picture up and to nail her with it, and he does. Her staff met with these two terrorists just a day before the attack. And what were they planning? Well, they were planning the attack. Letting Hillary keep up to date on what was going on with the attack that killed four Americans.
Do you?
I do not.
The one on the left is Mohammed al-Zahawi. He was the head of Ansar al-Sharia, a jihadist group based in Benghazi.
Yep. Ansar al-Sharia. You hear that reference all the time in the movie.
The man on your left is Wissam bin Hamid. Were you aware that your folks in Benghazi, Libya, met with that man?
I'm playing it again just for your consumption so you get the depth of this in her lie. And now Mike Pompeo. See, it all comes together, Langley, doesn't it? See, this is what scares the bejesus out of these folks. I'm telling you right now, this is what it is. And this is the deep, dark little secret. Here you have Mike Pompeo, who is sitting on this security committee in the House, questioning Hillary Rodham Clinton. He outs her. He outs her right here. And guess what? Oh, Donald Trump gets elected and we're winning. Because why? Mike Pompeo is confirmed as CIA director. Don't you hate it when the fox enters the hen house? And that's exactly what happens with Mike Pompeo. And gee, why did so many Marines just show up at Langley?
Within 48 hours before the attack?
I know nothing about any meeting with him.
On September 11th, on the day that he was killed.
She's not taking it well visually. We have this clip on Agenda 21 Radio. Amazing stuff. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Cheryl Croft Bennett and how she took the death of her son, Tyrone Woods, at the hands of Hillary Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, Benghazi. And stories about Benghazi and about this guy, this Abu Qatala, that got off. And he got off because of President Barack Hussein Obama, of course. He gave... You know, as Tyrone's father, Charles Wood, was saying in the previous segment that, we gave our civil rights to the terrorists, and they've been trying to take away our civil rights as citizens here in this country. That's exactly what they've been doing. And that's exactly what Obama was a master at, of course. You got to remember something. These are ruthless people, and they felt empowered because they did have power. They had the power of the United States government to do whatever they wanted to do to whom and whenever. Now, I find it very interesting because we want to talk about Cheryl Croft Bennett, who actually is Tyrone's mother. And a little side note to history here, which is kind of interesting, and all came together when I went to Dallas, Texas. I mean, you kind of have to wonder about all these things and the things that happen in your life and where you find yourself and that sort of thing. And it's, for me, it's been fascinating, especially looking back, going, wow. But in 2016, January, Chris Street and I as sort of a thank you and remembrance, were brought over to Texas, and we went to, we really twisted arms. We went to the premiere of 13 Hours, the movie about Benghazi. And at that time, we were deeply involved at Agenda 21 Radio with what was going on in the Malheur with the Bundys. You know, that's Oregon, Harney County, right? That area. And all the things that were going on there, because so much corruption there, it's not even funny. And the Hammonds that were, oh, they're still sitting in jail rotting as a result of the Obama administration. It was a total, you know, jerk trial what happened. They got resentenced. Just out of the clear blue, they got resentenced. Yeah, right. Anyway, it was all a ploy, in my opinion, to resentence them and to draw in the Bundys. And the Bundys went, and the Bundys made a stand in the Malheur against Uranium One and Hillary Clinton. That's really what it was about. That same Uranium One that we're talking about now, and James Comey, remember he was the FBI director. Remember James Comey? He was outed by our Scott Bennett, not related to Cheryl Bennett, Tyrone's mother. So here we are. We take off and we get to Dallas, and I'm ushered into a large high-rise, beautiful place in Dallas, Texas. And when I'm there, I get to meet certain people, and I can't discuss where it was, and I cannot discuss a lot of people in the room, but there were a lot of people in the room, and it was very interesting. I felt very fortunate. And of course, I was the center of attention, which I found very interesting for a long period of time because I do radio. It's all about radio, and these people are just, I got a radio person. But they knew who I was, they knew our work, they knew what we were doing, and we're talking, and I'm not going to reveal the discussion, but then all of a sudden, I make a comment, and it has something to do with the Malheur and all that stuff, and said, well, this woman who's sitting next to me, I didn't recognize her, sitting right, well, kind of catty-corner on the table, she says, well, I'm from the Malheur area. I said, really? I said, wow. I said, she says, yeah, we raised our children there and all that. And I said, oh. And then all of a sudden something started to hit me because I was looking at the body language of some of the people around us. And I looked at her because something hit me. Something hit me when I looked at her because I said, I realized, you know, to myself, there's a nerve going on here. And I said to her, I said, who are your children? And she told me that she was the mother of Tyrone Woods. Oh, and why would you be in this building under these circumstances? Well, of course, it's the obvious. It was all about the movie premiere and so on. So I had to take a deep breath, and she asked me intense questions about what was going on there, and I spoke up, and it was interesting. As I was giving off the information, there was another person, there were several other people in there that were in very high places of security, confirming everything I was talking about. And she was crying, her eyes were tearing up, because it was obvious that there's bigger things going on, right? There's a bigger world out there, and she knew her son died to protect us, but it was also drawn into this whole thing in the Malheur as well. So we went out and had dinner that night, and went out with a whole bunch of people, whole bunch of warriors. It was awesome. Men who sacrifice everything to keep us free, and we don't even know who they are. They are the silent soldiers. Those are invisible soldiers you don't even know about. They come and they go. The obvious silent soldiers are the Navy SEALs that are portrayed in the movie. You've probably seen Act of Valor, a great movie that was produced in 2011, 2012. It had a lot to do with Benghazi, actually. It's surprising, I know. But, and also the Ukraine came up in that movie. And, gee, the Ukraine, it plays big in today. In fact, the Ukraine plays big in something that just happened yesterday. The launch of an ICBM, the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. You see, the motors for that missile and all the other components, where did it come from? The Ukraine. North Korea just didn't build these things. No, they buy them. From where? Providers. And who would they do that with? The Ukraine. And who installed the Ukrainian government? John Brennan. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the CIA director under President Barack Hussein Obama. Oh. I'm connecting some dots for you so you see how these things all interplay. You have this launch of the ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile, for those of you that do not understand, 2,700 miles into space. That means it's capable of hitting any place in the United States. Any place. And that just happened yesterday. That's the big story. But why would they fire Matt Lauer, right? Why do you think? Because this is the big story. We've got Benghazi. We've got North Korea. And it's all coming out to you by Agenda 21 Radio right now. We are connecting the dots for the big picture. Do you think that Hillary Rodham Clinton wants to have anything to do with Mike Pompeo? Do you think anything? She wants anything to do with Mike Pompeo? Let's play this little clip one more time so you get the drift.
Benghazi requested five diplomatic security personnel, and they did have that on the day that Chris Stevens was in Benghazi. Unfortunately, that proved.
By the way. They requested five additional? No, Hillary. They requested more. You only gave five. And remember, they were the ones that were ambushed at Christopher Stevens' place. Remember that in the movie?
Sufficient in the face of the kind of attack that were facing.
May I put the next poster up, please? Undersecretary, you're not likely to know who these two folks are, do you?
I do not.
One on the left is Mohammed al-Zahawi. He was the head of Ansar al-Sharia, a jihadist group based in Benghazi. The man on your left is Wissam bin Hamid. Were you aware that your folks in Benghazi, Libya, met with that man within 48 hours before the attack?
And so we have Benghazi. Hillary Clinton meeting, her staff meeting with these guys, at least the one guy. 48 hours or within is actually 24 hours. Isn't that interesting? And Hillary knew all along what was going to happen because she was in on the planning. It was time to take out Christopher Stevens. It was time to seize those arms. They had sufficient enough weapons now to start shipping from Benghazi into Turkey. And the spread of these weapons, they're in the United States. Even missiles that can bring down aircraft. Brought to you by President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. We'll be back.
Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Agenda 21 Radio. Talking about Benghazi and so many things. A little side note, we had an article on Oroville Dam, $500 million later. Cracks are appearing that they didn't expect in the work. The dam is not any safer today than it was on February 12th of this year. Just to let you know, little bit of a clue for you. And so watch out. We have rain coming. You know, I mean, it's going to be raining, they say. And, well, of course, they geoengineer it away. They can use the HARP devices to steer water away from the watershed up there. Feather River watershed. Sure, well, they can do that. That's what they do, you know. Anyway. Cheryl Croft Bennett, mother of Tyrone Woods, speaks out against slow investigation of Benghazi killings. It's an article that appeared. Gosh, we don't even know what the date is on this. This was an old article. This was, when was this? This is, you know, this, talk about fake news. There's some fakery going on in some of the news things. I just want to bring this out to light so that people understand. People are recycling old news stories that are 4 and 5 and 6 years old. And the thing is, they're still relevant today. Don't get me wrong, but they pass it off. Some people, I don't know, maybe it's their ignorance. They pass it off as new news. It's like, no, that's old news. That's old news. And just let us know it's old news. It's more significant today when you let us know that it's old news and you want to talk about it. Go ahead. Write a couple lines about it. But now, you know, this one here doesn't even have a date on it, which really concerns me. But I think I'm going to guess that this is probably 4 years old, 3 years old, maybe, because this is an article that I have used and referenced before, and this one here is written, well, I don't even have an author. Who wrote this? Well, Brandon Jones. Okay. U.S. News and World Report is where this came from. So this is a credible report, but I've used this before and discussed this. Cheryl Croft Bennett, mother of Tyrone Wood, speaks out against slow investigation of Benghazi killings. Okay, so now this dates back to the investigations Pompeo, even before Pompeo hearings and so on. It says the mother of Tyrone Woods, one of the former Navy SEALs killed in September 11th attack on Benghazi consulate, is speaking out about the slow pace of the investigation into the death of her son and three other Americans. Don't want to over or ever politicize the loss of my son in Libya, but it has been 16 days and the FBI has yet to get to Benghazi to begin their investigations, Wood's mother, Cheryl Croft Bennett, wrote on her Facebook page Thursday. So this will tell you. This goes back to 2011 or 2012. So what did I say, 5 years? 5 years? 5 years. It goes back 5 years. And this is why I say I've referenced this before, so this has got to be a 2012 article, and that's why there's no date. But, again, beware of these articles that are out there that aren't dated properly, and I'm just trying to straighten it out for you where this is coming from. Apparently, they have made it to Tripoli, but haven't been allowed to enter Benghazi. Meanwhile, the diplomatic outpost where Tyrone and former Navy SEAL Glenn Doherty was not and is not secured. Absolutely unacceptable, she says. She's referring to the situation in everybody escaping out of Benghazi, getting to Tripoli. You probably remember that when the plane shows up and finally takes everybody away. It says the FBI team sent to investigate the Benghazi assault has yet to arrive in the city, and the consulate remains unguarded. So this, I'm bringing this up because you can see what's happening. They're not going to get any evidence. And why would they get evidence anyway? If it's a war scene, you know, it's actually combat. It's war. It's in another country. But then they're tampering. Everybody's tampering with the site, right? They're not bringing anybody in. They're saying, oh, it's not safe it's unsafe. And I guess Petraeus was one of the people who were first on the scene. The FBI team to investigate the Benghazi assault has yet to arrive in the city, and the consulate remains unguarded. So this is 16 days after the attack. Bennett has been using her Facebook page to disseminate information about the Benghazi attack and talk about her son Tyrone, who was killed in the second wave of the firefight at an annex that some reports have called the safe house, about half a mile from the main consulate building. Well, it was a CIA place. Right. There were CIA operatives there that needed to be protected, and that's why they brought in the special operators. The CIA operators, Tyrone Woods and Glenn Doherty and others. Says the mission personnel fled to the annex when the main consulate building was set on fire, but the attackers either followed them there. Now, remember, this is kind of like speculation now. We've already outed this information, by the way. We, on our radio show with 18 hours, we had the whole story about all the mutiny. By the way, we're going to be having a guest who was there when someone was told to stand down. I just want to throw that out to you. There were many stand-down things that night. Says State Department official Sean Smith died in the fire during the initial attack, according to officials. And again, this is, five, 6 days after the attack? They're writing this now. Reporters the next day, Ambassador Chris Streven was lost in the fire and was later returned to U.S. personnel dead. Woods and Doherty were killed in the firefight at the annex, the CIA annex, which is what we've seen in the movie, according to official reports. Now, I got to talk to her following the death of her son, of course, and we were paying tribute to her son and others, the others, with the movie. And I'll tell you, it was one of the most touching things that's ever happened to me in my life, was to sit down and talk to Cheryl Croft Bennett in that environment and really get her level of understanding and her anger, which she was channeling, which was absolutely amazing. You know, she has, I always say to people, when you look in a person's eyes and you can tell how steeled they are by the experience. And I'll tell you, I've never seen a stronger woman. Well, another strong woman would be Jeanette Finnicum, of course. I've never seen steeled eyes like that until I ran into Jeanette Finnicum, of course, last year. And I can tell you, these women will get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in the end. And we're going to help them. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. All the stories and all the information we've been talking about pretty much is up there on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be having the podcast here shortly, probably within the next several minutes. It'll be up. So, again, big day, big news day. And we understand what the distraction is and why there's a distraction, right? We understand what's going on with Benghazi. We understand that it was, something that they didn't want to have discussed today, nor anything about Kim Il-sung and his missile launch of an ICBM. All those are bad news for the Clintons, actually. And the reason why I say that is because you got to remember it was Bill Clinton who helped to introduce some of the missile components and guidance systems that are being used right now by the Korean government in connection and in conjunction with missile parts coming from where? The Ukraine. And who helped to put that little deal together? That was Hillary Rodham Clinton and, of course, President Barack Hussein Obama. All three. You get a three for there. That's why Matt Lauer was fired. so that he could fall on the sword and be a huge distraction away from where the real criminals who are coming to justice. It's called Draining the Swamp, ladies and gentlemen. Break out the popcorn and the soda. It's going to be a long, enjoyable ride ahead. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional, exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.